In 1993, Juan J. Whipple held his first Queen City Tour, an excursion that highlights black history throughout Charlotte. Why did a Miami native take such an interest in Charlotte's history? WFAE's Serafina Wright reports.
It was the early 80s when Whipple first visited Charlotte. With its tall buildings and people dressed in suits, Charlotte left an impression on him.
I actually envisioned everything that's happening here today. I didn't know back then that Charlotte is a little Wall Street. I said, you know, this city has a lot of promise.
He soon landed a job at Duke Power, bringing him to Charlotte. As a newcomer, he went to an event at the Charlotte Museum of History, and that began his 26-year journey with Queen City Tours.
And from that, I started going to the library, my favorite place in Mecklenburg County, downtown, and they have a room on the third floor that is a repository for Charlotte history. I ended up spending about 127 hours, so I mostly had written notes, but then from that I developed a script, and then I started promoting the tour in 92, and then in 93, gave my first tour.
Whipple's first bus tour started at McDonald's Cafeteria on Betty's Ford Road. Not the Golden Arches, but a little-known Black history landmark.
And that's still the first sight on that particular tour, the Black Heritage Tour.
And so what's significant about that?
The significance is he was, in my opinion, and based on what I've learned about Charlotte history in the last 25-plus years, the most successful African-American entrepreneur in the city. Now, we've had some more that came behind him, but at that time, he took a seventh-grade education and left Charlotte in 1949, ended up in Brooklyn, New York, and started his first restaurant called McDonald's Dining Room, and then operated it for 20 years, came back here in the late 1960s, retired, then unretired, and opened up his first restaurant at Beatty's Ford in LaSalle. The building is still there, it's a check-cashing place now, and business is doing so well that by the 1980s, he was able to buy the land where that restaurant sits today at the corner of Beatty's Ford and Interstate 85.
John McDonald's story is one of the special gems guests can find with Queen City Tours.
He didn't squander his money, you know. He just saved it and saved it and saved it, and then he just had enough money to buy all of that land, and then he built his first freestanding restaurant. As a matter of fact, Harvey Gantt, our first black mayor, he designed that building, his architectural firm. And then he built the hotel next to it, right? How many entrepreneurs, African-American, that you know, build hotels from the ground floor up? Not many. And then he built the Fun City Amusement Park, right? Uh-huh. It had go-kart rides. It had putt-putt golf. It had amusement center, batting cage. I mean, it was very, very impressive.
After 9/11, Whipple almost went out of business. Then came the 2008 financial crisis. To survive, he diversified his business. Whipple booked bus trips to places like Charleston, Miami, and Washington, D.C., but the foundation of his business and his inspiration remains Charlotte area African American history.
It had to be done because no one else had done it on that scale. And my motivation was that rather than just reading about that history, we'll take you to these places and we'll say, there it is right there. Yeah, if I can tell someone something they didn't know, then, you know, to me, that's worth its weight in gold.
And Whipple says that's priceless. I'm Serafina Wright for WFAE News.
A couple of minutes before 5, you're listening to All Things Considered on 90.7 WFAE.